Are you spending a fortune while shopping on Amazon? What if I said you can earn cash back while you shop? Introducing Drop, the ultimate rewards app. Whether it's fashion, electronics, or groceries, you can earn free gift cards just by shopping online or in-store at tons of your favorite brands. Download the Drop app now and start earning while you shop. Plus, for a limited time, use code DROP11 to get $5 in points instantly.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
There are moments in life that are so special that you have to capture them and save them forever. They are one of those once-in-a-lifetime events, like your baby's first steps, the first time you bring your family pet home, or your daughter's first dance performance. With iPhone 15 Pro, more storage means you don't have to delete anything that can become a lasting memory one day. And it's important to be able to share these moments with family members who weren't there to see them in person. Store more, share more. Connect with iPhone 15 Pro on AT&T. Get iPhone 15 Pro on AT&T and get an iPad and Apple Watch for 99 cents per month each. AT&T, connecting changes everything. Limited time offer. Requires 0% APR 36-month agreement on each. Well-qualified customers. Other terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/iPhone for details.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2.
We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And we continue with Our American Stories and the story of Captain John Smith. Let's return to Juliana Rogers with more of the story.
John finally reaches the Crusades, and he is about 21 years old now. It's the summer of 1601. It doesn't take long before he makes a name for himself. So in this battle, they're outside a walled city, and at that time, their guns were called matchlock muskets, and the matchlock musket always had a small fuse that stayed lit. So at dark, you could see a little glowing ember. So John went to the leader of the regiment and said, I have this idea. How about after dark, we light a bunch of tiny matches? And that way, when our enemy looks over the wall, they will see thousands of tiny glowing embers and think that each one represents a gun and that they are completely outnumbered. So it worked perfectly, just like John said. Their enemy looked out, thought they were completely outnumbered, and panicked, and they were easily overtaken. And John was given credit for that victory, and he was promoted to captain. And he was very proud of that title, and he went by Captain John Smith for the rest of his life. Later, it's the spring of 1602, and John's 22 years old, and they again are outside a walled city preparing to attack when the leader inside the walled city issues a challenge to any English officer. Well, all of the English officers want to be chosen, so they draw lots, and John was chosen. And he's very excited because it's a jousting match. And he, of course, has trained well with Theodore Paleologue, and he knows that the weakest part on a suit of armor is the visor. And John describes in his journals what almost sounds like a scene out of a movie, because he describes how his opponent came out. So there's John sitting atop his horse. He has his one squire holding his lance. And here comes his opponent. And as he appears in this bejeweled suit of armor, which actually has like a set of wings on it for decoration, he has multiple attendants. The horns blare as he comes out of the crowd and everyone cheers. And it couldn't be more opposite than John sitting atop his horse with his squire next to him. Well, as they begin to ride toward each other, at the last moment, John lifts his lance. It slams into the man's visor and kills him. The man's friend is so angry and upset that he challenges John as well. So the first pass, they go toward each other with lances, and the lances slam into each other and shatter. So the next pass, they use pistols. And as they ride toward each other, John is hit, but his suit of armor protects him. John's bullet hits the man's arm. He loses control of his horse and falls to the ground. And as John wrote in his journals later, the man lost his head as his friend did before. So now John's feeling pretty good, so he issues a challenge of his own. Hey, if there's anyone who's actually worthy of battling me, you know, let him step forth. And a man named Bonnie Mulgrew accepts that challenge. So the first pass is pistols, and they miss each other. And the next pass is battle axes. So they are riding toward each other with these massive battle axes. And as they swing, the two battle axes hit, and John is thrown to the ground. And the rules state that he has to pass again without his battle axe. The only weapon he has is a small sword called a falchion. So as they're riding toward each other, what John does is he holds on tight to the reins and he leans out as far as he can. And the battle axe just misses him. But then he turns quickly and uses that small sword and stabs it in between the shoulder blades on the suit of armor. So it's this amazing victory. He is awarded by the leader of the regiment, Prince Sigmund, a coat of arms, a portrait in gold, and a generous reward. So, according to English tradition, if you have a coat of arms, you are considered a gentleman. So John, through acts of his own, has now been elevated, and he is considered a gentleman, according to English society. So it wasn't long after that that his luck runs out. There's a massive battle. They were completely outnumbered, and many, many of the soldiers died, and many more were taken prisoner. And John was taken prisoner, and he was sold as a slave to a man named Basha. And he was forced to walk 500 miles to Constantinople, where Basha gave John as a gift to a woman that he liked, and her name was Charitska. But as you can imagine, John in his broken Italian telling her tales of his adventures, of his battles and his victories and how he's a hero. And she knows if her parents find out that she's falling for this Englishman, they are going to send him away forever. So she sends him away to her brother's farm out in the country and tells her brother, "Keep this slave. I will call for him in a couple of years." Well, her brother figures out. He puts two and two together and figures out that his sister likes this Englishman, and so he treats John like the slave to the slaves, and he shaves his head bald, puts a thick metal band around his neck, and forces him to work in the fields along with all the other slaves. One day, John's out working in the wheat fields, and the brother comes up on horseback, and he begins to beat John. And John knows something's different this time. He's going to kill him. So he takes his wheat threshing bat and he swings it and knocks the brother off the horse and continues to beat him until he's dead, shoves him under a pile of wheat, takes his clothes, takes his horse, and rides north. Now he is in the middle of enemy territory. He is so far from any allies. He is very easily identified as a slave. He has a thick metal band around his neck. He's a white man. So he rides for 16 days straight until he reaches Russia, where he finds friendly troops and tells them his story. And they release the metal ring from his neck and he is free. Now, John kept journals, and oftentimes he explained in great detail about conversations or what the place was like, or often there was so much information, but this is not one of those times. Now, when he got back to England, it was a very different England than the one he had left. When he left, Queen Elizabeth I was the ruler. While he was fighting in the Crusades, she died, and her cousin, King James, was now in charge. Where Queen Elizabeth was very focused on strengthening England itself, King James was very focused on strengthening England by growing beyond its borders. Bartholomew Gosnold had just recently returned from a trip to Virginia, and he believed that this land of Virginia would be a great place for England to establish a settlement, to establish a colony. So he was promoting it, gathering people to take the journey, trying to raise funds to support the journey. And when he met John, he thought, oh, this person is perfect. Well, as you can imagine, it takes a bit of time to prepare for such a journey. And it took over 2 years for Bartholomew Gosnold to raise the funds, get the crew together, get enough passengers, get approval from King James, and everything that goes along with that. And as you can imagine, John's not great at waiting around and just idly sitting by. So he used the time really, really wisely. He studied map making because he knew that they were among the first English to travel to this area, and so they would need maps for those that came after them. He studied Algonquin so that he would be able to communicate with the local American Indians.
And what a story you're hearing about Captain John Smith. Anyone who's read his writing, his own journals, you can't put it down. It's like Grant's writing, Ulysses S. Grant's memoirs. This is some of the best reading material you can have to get your hands around. Winston Churchill, too, writing about his own life story, and particularly all of the battles he fought in his life. Smith's story, very much like Churchill's, except for one difference. Churchill grew up in a palace and fought to earn respect. And Captain John Smith grew up on a farm and fought to earn his respect. But both men earned the respect and accolades of their peers. And by the way, you're listening to Juliana Rogers, author of Captain John Smith, American Hero. You can go to Amazon.com and get the book. You won't put it down. When we come back, what happens next with Captain John Smith here on Our American Stories.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Is getting gas at Exxon burning a hole in your wallet? What if I told you can easily earn cash back while you fill up? Introducing Drop, the app that turns every fill up into a reward. With Drop, you'll earn points to get free gift cards every time you fill up your tank. Download Drop and use code DROP66 to instantly receive $5 in points to jumpstart your savings journey. Don't miss out on turning your gas expenses into something rewarding.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Introducing the Westman Atelier Clean Beauty Concierge, a tailored approach to answering all your beauty questions. Begin your journey with a 20-minute complimentary virtual session where you'll connect one-on-one with a skilled makeup artist for expert shade matching. After your session, receive personalized product recommendations to add to your makeup bag, plus a little surprise to get you started. Elevate your makeup bag with skin-nourishing, clean makeup consciously crafted by Gucci Westman. Book your complimentary virtual makeup session today at westman-atelier.com.